So sometimes davening in the shul, and all of a sudden there's like an earthquake when they say, Hey, Shmei Rabba, some guy in the back starts screaming, Hey, Shmei Rabba, I feel like the whole building is going to fall down. Is that a correct thing or is that not? So the Gemara in Shabbos, everyone knows, famously says that someone who says, Yei Shmei Rabba, b'kol kocho, with all his power, he's going to knock off the gates of, will prevent himself from gzeros, so knock off the gzeros ros, the bad, all these bad gzeros that are going to happen to him. Other Midrashim and Gemara say that he's going to enter into Gan Eden. So what does this mean, kol kocho, with all your power, all your strength? So Rashi says it doesn't have anything to do with strength at all. It has to do with kol kavanoso, your full intent, your full concentration. That is sufficient to break down all your gzeros ros, all your bad decrees against you. Rabbi Yonah explains, so why does the Gemara then use b'kol kocho, all your strength, if really all it's supposed to be telling you is kol kavanoso, your full concentration? Because, says Rabbi Yonah, the way that people have full concentration often is by screaming it loudly. But the loudness is not the important point. The important point is to scream it loud to get to the kavan. If you scream loud and you don't have kavan, it's pointless. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, one should make sure not to scream it too loud that everyone starts mocking you. Because if you're going to cause other people to mock you, then you've done more damage than good. Tosos, famously based on the Pesikta and the Zohar, he says that Yei Shmei Rabba should be recited in Kol Rom, which basically means as loud as you can, in a loud voice, a powerful, booming voice. That's what kol kocho means. So how do you paskin? So you look at Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin both. On one hand, he says, Yesh l'chavin, you should have in mind, b'anias ha-kaddish, when they're saying kaddish, and amen yesh me'rabi, you should have in mind to full concentration. That sounds like Rashi. And the important point is to have concentration. But then you turn the next page in Shulchan Aruch, and he says, v'lano so b'kol rum. You should do it in a loud voice. So again, he seems to be adopting both Rashi's opinion and both Tosus's opinion. Now, Mishnah Berurah already points out, like the Rabbeinu Yonah said, don't scream it in a way that you slow to a love bnei adam, that people mock you, v'yigrom lemchet, and it causes you sin. Great. So at this point, it sounds like from Shulchan Aruch, you can scream as loud as you want. He brings down Tosus, scream as, just don't do it in a way that people mock you. Okay, if everyone is screaming together, so then no one's going to mock you because you're all screamers. Is that okay or not? There is, problem is that there is another Shulchan Aruch. A Shulchan Aruch later on in Hilchas Tefillah says six words, or seven words. Ha'ona amen, if you answer amen, lo yagbia kolo yoser mimavarech. Someone who says amen shouldn't do it louder than the person reciting the bracha. So now you have a problem. The guy is mumbling his way through Kaddish, or maybe he's not mumbling, but he's not screaming his way through Kaddish. And then you're going to come to Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba, and you're going to scream it as loud as you can. You're violating the Shulchan Aruch, which says that when you answer amen, or any response to someone else, you shouldn't do it louder than the person talking. So how can you scream Yehi Shmei Rabba Mavarach Lelam Umei Umayyo? Says El Yeraba, don't. Don't scream Yehi Shmei Rabba louder than the person saying Kaddish. That basically just kills the entire halacha, because that means you can't really scream Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba at all, because the guy saying Kaddish is going Yizkadeh V'Yizkadesh, and you're going to start screaming Yehi Shmei Rabba, you're louder than him, you're out already. That's opinion number one. Yehi Shmei Rabba should never be raised higher, louder voice than the person saying Kaddish. The Prima Gadim says, no, it's not comparable at all. The Amen that we're talking about is Amen as a Shevach. It's a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone makes a bracha that they're praising Hashem, so you should say Amen not louder than him. Why? And it comes from this pasuk that it's Gadol Hashem Iti Unromo Shmo Yachdov, that we're together praising God. So if he's doing it regular voice and you're screaming loudly, you're not doing it together with. But when it comes to Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevarech, he says the Prima Gadim, that's not true. That's not a bracha praising Hashem. That's actually asking Hashem to do something. What are you asking to do in Yehi Shmei Rabba? That God's name should be made great when? Now. What are we waiting for? We could use Hashem's name to be great in the whole world. Let the whole world recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Do it now. That's not just a praise to God. That's a bakasha. That's a request to God. So therefore, if you're requesting something from Hashem, who says you have to do it lower than the person making the bracha? If he says he wants God's name to be great now, and I say, Yehi Shmei Rabbah, that I agree, I can do it as loud as I want with him. It doesn't fall into the category of the other type of a regular amen. Says the Prima Gadim, you could do it as loud as you want, obviously as long as you don't, and you're not made fun of. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? He's silent about this issue. All he says is, don't do it loud enough, don't say Yehi Shmei Rabbah loud enough, that they mock you. What does that imply? That implies you could do it louder than the chazan, as long as they don't mock you with it. Do it as loud as you can, within reason. But you could go louder than the chazan, that would be like this louder opinion that you can say Yehi Shmei Rabbah louder than the person saying Kaddish.
Could it be there's a time and a place for everything?
Oh, okay.
For example,
yeah.
The loudest Yamin Yehi Shmei Rabbah in the last couple of years was by the Siyam Mashas.
Okay, yeah.
We heard, and it was such a beautiful thing, you could cry.
Yeah. But that's because each person, but I don't know that each person was saying Yehi Shmei Rabbah louder than the person saying.
It should be normal.
Yeah.
So
according to, you're fine according to the Prima Gadim. According to Ali Rabbah, you're wrong. Because according to Ali Rabbah, even if it's inspiring, you're never allowed to go louder than the person. So even
some people are very low.
Yeah, I hear you. According to the Ali Rabbah, you would have to modulate your own Yesh Merabbah. And look, the Chazan should never be that well that you can't hear him. But if the Chazan is just talking regularly, you know, he's saying Yesh, you know, he's Merabbah, and you guys say Yesh Merabbah Mivarach, then that's inappropriate, according to the Ali Rabbah. Now, Prima Gadim doesn't pass in that way. Mishnah Berurah sounds like he doesn't pass in that way. One second, Menchas Elazar sounds like he doesn't pass in that way either. He says, what do you mean? He says, two reasons why you could scream it loud. He says, number one is, what's the point of doing it loud? You just said is why? Yeah, but you also said something else. You said it's inspirational. You said you start tearing up with it, because it is, when you have that guy, unless he's a nut and he's staying in the back, you know, you have someone who's a Talmud Chacham who says, Yehi Shmei Rabbah. I remember in my yeshiva, there was a certain rabbeim who used to scream it. That's inspiring. You're allowed to be louder than the chazan if it's for inspirational purposes. So if your reason why, says the Heuga Mincha Sa'uzer, the Rav Munkach, died in 1937, he writes like this, he says, Kishalibi boer bekirbo, the ona bekol ram, and your heart's of fire, and you answer it loudly, bevadei b'makom mitzvah. He says, it's a makom mitzvah, he says, mutter, and it's mutter. He says, v'gam utov, it's good to do it, v'ora cherem, gam can you inspire others to do Yehi Shmei Rabbah. That's reason number one. Reason number two, he says, hello, Shulchan Aruch says you do it b'kol ram. What does kol ram mean? A loud voice. If you had to go quieter, then the person saying the chazan, Shulchan Aruch over here should have put a limit to it. He didn't put a limit. He said b'kol ram. And he says, it has to be that this halacha supersedes the other halacha. So only in certain cases can you not answer amen louder than the chazan. But for Yehi Shmei Rabbah, you can go as loud as you want as long as people don't mock you. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky gives a nice compromise. The amen of Yehi Shmei Rabbah Mevarach Omemaya, the amen has to be quieter than the person saying Kaddish. But Yehi Shmei Rabbah can be louder. And that's because he takes it literally. The halacha later on said, amen is not going to be louder than the person making a bracha. Didn't say anything about Yehi Shmei Rabbah. We'll end off with two, a little bit, one maral, which is a little bit off the beaten track of typical halacha. He says a unique pshat. He says, Perish, what does it mean, b'kol kocho? You do it with your whole power. Not like Rashi that says, not like Tosas that says it means as loud as you want. Not like Rashi that says you mean with all your kavani. You know what it means? B'kol kocho, v'lo b'safa rafa. Not mumbled. Don't go like this. What we should do is, Yehei Shemei Rabbah Mevarach. Enunciate. Why, he says? Because that shows that it's really important to you. If the whole point of Yehi Shmei Rabbah is to show that you really want to make God's name great, do it in a way that's low suffer of rougher. You know, yeah, people hear people mumble their way through it. That's what it means, b'kol kocho. Final thing, this is really beyond my normal way of looking at halacha, but this is fascinating. There are 28 letters in Yehishmei Rabba Mivarach. Now, it depends how you spell some of the words. But 28 letters. There's also 28 letters in the first pasuk in Bereishis. Yeah? There's also 28 times that Koelis talks about, Shlomo Melech talks about in Koelis, right? It's a time to be born, a time to die, a time to build, a time to... So his ace is 28 of them. What does it tell you? The word Bekol...
28 times it says...
Oh, interesting. And another. Because kocho, what does kocho mean? What's the gematria of koach? 28. So what it means is, because koach, maybe you could say like this, is it means you should have in mind that God's name should be great in all 28. The 28 is the whole creation, the first pasuk of Bereishis. It's all the times of Shlomo Melech and Koelis. It is all the times of Yehishmei Rabba. That in every situation, what it really means is, b'kol kocho, you should understand it's a recognition that Hashem is going to be great and should be great in every situation. That's what it means, b'kol kocho. Maybe it's a little bit more off the beaten track of halacha, but a little bit betrush. That's another way to understand this concept. We should be zocha, we should say, Amen Yehishmei Rabba, because Baruch Hu's name should truly, fully be great.